Good afternoon. Welcome to another version of Broncos High School Coach of the Week. I'm Neil Devlin, high school sports editor for the Denver Post on Broncos TV with this week's selectee, Wayne Voorhees, Legacy Lightning, one of the cooler names, mascots we have in Colorado. Coach, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Last week, Lightning was able to take down Fossil Ridge 52-20. Coach, walk us through the game. How'd it go for you?
Well, it went really well. We came out offensively, moved the ball down the field, 70-yard, four-play drive, and scored a touchdown. Our defense stepped up to the very next play, got an interception, and we were at 14-0 about a minute into the game.
Okay, at this point in the season, are you where you want to be, and you're looking to go move forward again, or where are you? Walk me through that.
We're definitely there. We're really trying to peak at the right time, and we've got two more games until we get to the playoffs, and we want to peak at that point. But we're playing better than we were last week, and that's what really matters, improvement.
Are you surprised at all that you've been able to do what you've been able to do so far, or what?
Not really surprised. We've had a great offseason. We've got a great senior leadership, and we put everything together in the offseason. They really worked hard, and they said we want to get back to the playoffs, we want to win a league championship, and we want to keep getting better. And we've done that so far. We're working towards the league championship.
Okay, coming up this week is Monarch, first ever game with Coyotes. What do you make of those guys?
They're good. They're a good football team, and they do different things that you don't see every week. And so we've got to do a great job preparing this week and get ready for them.
Mentally, are your kids in the right mindset to be able to handle this, to, looking forward to, playing Monarch, possibly winning the game and then, playing for a league championship?
No question. They've been looking towards this all year, and Monarch is one of those teams that we know we got to come out and play well against, and they're ready to do that.
We talked about this a little earlier on the telephone. The groups up here in the North Metro area, it's a very tight-knit group, and everybody knows what everybody else is doing and the rivalries and stuff. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, up here in the North area, we definitely have our own rivalries, but we're going back to the old Front Range League has been a great situation for us. And the teams that you played year in and year out, and there's been some coaching changes, but a lot of the philosophies are still the same way.
Okay, now across 5A, we all know the Centennial League is very good. A lot of the Jeffco is very good. Now, for the rest of the leagues, do you guys feel that you can, is it an even-type playoff situation to a degree, do you think?
I think so. I think a lot of people are going to be shocked when the Front Range League comes out in the playoffs, and hopefully we come out and play well and get it going as a league.
Cool. Okay, Coach Voorhees is our seventh Broncos Coach of the Week winner in 2014. He will be our guest at the home game December 28th against the Oakland Raiders. We'll have our halftime presentation, salute to high school football, in which he will receive $2,000 for his program, courtesy of the National Football League Youth Foundation, as well as the National Guard. That'll wrap it up for this version of Broncos High School Coach of the Week on Broncos TV. Thank you.